Yom Tov, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with the one and only love of my life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, my dear, and Yom Tov to you all on this Yom Kippur that began tonight at sundown until sundown tomorrow. Yom Tov means have a good day, but when said on Yom Kippur, also means have a good fast.
And a good report from God.
For sure. We will be continuing from last week on this Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. And if time, get a little bit into the next very joyous Feast of Tabernacles that begins on Tishri 15 or October 13th at sundown, which is Jesus' real birthday, next Sunday and Monday. So, if you call yourself a true Philadelphian church Christian, our foundation should really be important to you.
Well, yeah, because as we all know, no foundation, temple crumble.
Let us give God the glory for the foundational wisdom he has bestowed upon us, to those who choose to pursue it, that is.
Abba, Father, on this holiest fast day of the year, we honor you as our supreme being over all creation. We humbly ask for your forgiveness in any areas of our life not pleasing to you. It brings much grief to see how America has decayed, especially in morality, and am appalled at her abrasive, in-your-face defiance of your truth. Many, that includes Christians, are disconnecting from the real truth, as Revelation prophesies would be the case. As your righteous ones, we ask for your divine assistance to guide our path and make our way smooth as we continue to lift up to you the salvations of our loved ones and the many healings needed by your bride. And, of course, our president, may the truth prevail. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, time for some news. Is there any that is good?
Nope.
There has to be something.
Of course, I'm just kidding. People are still getting saved, and Jesus is coming very soon. Many, and myself included, are really thinking next fall.
All right, I'll second that. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, along with that possibility, means more chaos, confusion, gross immorality, and now the left is suggesting eating babies because there are too many people.
You know, and unfortunately, cannibalism is on the rise.
I know. The secular world is going to hell in a handbasket, and it's very sad, which reminds me of the scripture in Revelation 10. Now, remember, much of what occurs in the tribulation we are seeing right now is a foreshadow on a lighter scale, including sightings of evil giants, but that's for another program. Honey, please read verses 8 through 10 of Revelation 10 as told to John.
Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, go take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. So I went to the angel and said to him, give me the little book. And he said to me, take it and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. Then I took the book out of the angel's hands and ate it. And it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter.
So there you have it. It's bittersweet. So until he does return, keep on evangelizing because, as we said, people are still getting saved.
And that is the good news.
Amen.
So, does Israel have a secure prime minister yet?
Not quite. Bibi has 2 weeks left to form a coalition. However, along with that, Netanyahu's lawyer sat down with Israel's attorney general for 11 hours of discussions to determine whether to press criminal charges on corruption and fraud. Now, if formal charges are filed, Netanyahu, who denies any wrongdoing, could come under heavy pressure to step down. Needless to say, he has a lot of woes in his life right now.
Well, yeah, just like President Trump.
Yes, and it's very interesting indeed. especially as we watch Nancy Pelosi pursue the Dems' impeachment inquiry without taking any vote in Congress to do so. We just have to wait and see what happens.
But President Trump will not be impeached by the Senate.
I believe that's true. This is all such a waste of time of what our legislatures should really be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they are tearing up America, just looking for any dirt to then embellish upon. And now another whistleblower.
No, another spy and leaker.
I agree. But we want an investigation of Biden and his son from the 2016 elections, not 2020. But Washington seems to be on fire right now, and President Trump has even activated the Marine Corps in case there is an attempted armed coup. Wow.
Meanwhile, we have a serious situation in Syria.
Yes, and many are not happy about this, both Democrats and Republicans. But President Trump has decided to pull our U.S. troops out from two observation posts in northeastern Syria after a phone call he had Sunday night with President Erdogan of Turkey, who warned Trump that he was going to, regardless, advance into Syria because he needed the room for his many Syrian refugees that have come in there through the years. Now, President Trump didn't want our few troops in harm's way, so he's removing them from the area. Erdogan apparently said he would not intentionally harm his longtime Kurdish enemies unless they fight against this expansion. President Trump said if Erdogan did, that we would sanction him heavily and hurt their economy.
Well, you remember the Kurds fought alongside us against ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
But the first Turkish target is the conquest of the Syrian-Turkish border town, which is not a Kurdish area. However, Kurdish sources accuse the Trump administration of abandoning them to, they believe, is an obvious upcoming Turkish assault.
But that's not good.
No. And Turkey has been also, as you might know, friendly with Iran, who are now upgrading even more so Hezbollah's arsenal in Lebanon.
How are they getting them past Israeli eyes?
Well, because Iran is transporting them through Syria's T-4 airbase, which they expect to be safe from Israeli airstrikes because Israel committed to Russia as part of a cooperation deal to abstain from harming Assad's regime facilities, which T-4 is one of. As well, any attack by Israel risks interception by Russia's air defense batteries stationed nearby at the Russian airbase in Latakia on Syria's Mediterranean coast north of Israel. There's so much more, but it's time to move on.
All right, then. You can send your end-time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006 or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. Your love offerings are needed and greatly appreciated, which will automatically put you on our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and instructional newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Okay, now, we have been looking at the fall appointments for many weeks, and they, of course, were made by the Lord in Leviticus 23 to his righteous ones.
And if you are righteous, that means you.
So, we have covered the 40 days of Teshuvah that will be over, actually, tomorrow at sundown.
And we taught on Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets.
Now we want to continue from last week, which, by the way, is on our webpage, with Yom Kippur, or Day of Atonement, October 8th and 9th.
Sundown to sundown.
Yes. So, Yom, Y-O-M, means day in Hebrew, and Kippur means atonement, or better put, to cover, which is why the Jewish people wear a kippah on their head, because it means a covering. By the way, a tradition that wasn't introduced until the Dark Ages.
So, Jesus did not wear a kippah or a yarmulke.
No, but he did wear a prayer shawl with tzitzits, or string fringes on the corners of the hem, called the wings of the garment. Malachi 4:2 says, the Son of Righteousness, by the way, that's spelled S-U-N, will come with healings in his wings. That meant the fringes on the corners of his garment, which is why the lady with the issue of blood reached for his hem and was healed.
Yeah, and you know, the fringes had 613 knots to represent the law of Torah.
Yes. So, last week we talked about the days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, called the 7 days of awe, as a typology of the tribulation. And if they had not repented for their sins, especially of unforgiveness, by sundown on Yom Kippur, they believed their names would be removed from the Book of Life. The typology here is, if you are left behind and find yourself in the tribulation, and you have not repented by accepting Jesus by Yom Kippur on the final seventh year, the heavenly gates will be closed, and it's called the Nilah.
And it is also accompanied by the sound of the great trump.
Yes. So it will be too late, because then Jesus immediately returns in the clouds at sundown on Yom Kippur, and his wife, that's us, will be with him, Revelation 19.
And that will then be a real jubilee year at the sound of the great trump.
That's right. Leviticus 25 and Matthew 24:31. When all eyes will see him face to face, 1 Corinthians 13:12.
And it's also called the fast.
Yes, from sundown to sundown. A complete fast to include no water, but Scripture does not imply that. So as Christians, we do drink water, but again, you don't have to. It's really your own decision. The Jews even go 25 hours as an extra precaution, so not to cheat. But again, I am blessed when I can do 24 hours, because those last few hours, well, they can be pretty tough. But feels good afterwards, and it's just to please and glorify him as my offering for everything he has done for me.
So, no prayer request, just praise and gratitude.
Right. Then last week we also talked about the two goats, one sacrificed to the Lord and the other to carry their sins into the wilderness to be thrown off a cliff. We read the scripture in Leviticus 16:21 last week, but let's read that again, dear.
Okay, Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over it all the iniquities and transgressions of the Israelites, whatever their sins, putting them on the head of the goat, and it shall be sent off to the wilderness through a designated man.
They also tied a crimson, which is red, wool cloth on its neck, and a piece of the same cloth on the temple door. Upon reaching the cliff, they would untie it and secure it to a specific rock, the cloth. When the goat had died, the red cloth then turned white, and also the cloth on the temple door for all to see. And then they would read the scripture from Isaiah 1, verse 18.
Come, let us reach an understanding, says the Lord. Though your sins be like crimson, they can turn snow white. But be they red as dyed wool, they can become like fleece.
Without a doubt, this was the most important temple service of the year, held on Yom Kippur.
Yeah, and you know, that was the only day the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies, where God's Spirit resided.
Yes, and actually is described in great detail in Leviticus 16. Hopefully that everyone can read that today or tomorrow. But just imagine watching this red cloth turn white all by itself. What is interesting and reported by the first century historian Josephus is that after Christ died, it no longer changed, because Christ took on their sins. Now it was time for them to look at him for their redemption. It's really quite remarkable. But for centuries, there was a question that the Jewish believers had, and that was, where was the location of the Azazel cliff?
Azazel, that's the name of the scapegoat.
That was, and which is also the name of a fallen angel, according to the writings of Enoch. Well, recently, a retired Christian investigator slash explorer from Oklahoma, his name is Jim Barfield, well, he thinks he unraveled that mystery in his excursions into the desert area surrounding Qumran.
Well, you know, that's where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found.
That's right, and the Copper Scroll containing many maps. Anyway, Barfield believes he discovered the precise location. It's a lonely 180-foot tall sheer cliff approximately 20 miles due east of Jerusalem. And the foot of the cliff is just outside Qumran.
Yeah, and actually quite a dangerous spot.
Yes, so it is fenced off, and he has actually never seen anyone out there. But there is a path leading precisely to that high spot on the cliff.
Well, did Barfield check out other sites as well?
He did, but none fit the description as well as the cliff overlooking Qumran. Now here comes the fun part. Near the top of the cliff, Barfield discovered a large rock with a peculiar hole drilled into the top in a manner that would be most convenient for inserting the pole used to hang the cloth of crimson wool.
Yeah, you know, we saw the picture of that rock.
Yes, and immediately we saw more typology because we know Jesus is our rock who changes us from crimson to a righteous white.
And like the goat, took our sins upon him and went to his death for all of us.
Oh, praise be to the King. Mm-hmm. Also, Barfield emphasized that the areas to the north, south, and west of Jerusalem were very settled. It was only to the east, towards Qumran and the Dead Sea, that you had true wilderness.
And we both have been to Qumran. It's very vast.
And very hot. Mm-hmm. But we saw a lot of excavations showing many artifacts left from the, what some call, apocalyptic Essenes, who were slaughtered by the Romans.
Lots of pottery and handmade tools.
For sure. It was educational to be there the whole trip. And I've been there a few times. But looking at the many caves where all those scrolls have been discovered just adds more proof that the Bible is truth. Seems like every day they uncover more evidence to strengthen our faith. Never anything to prove the Bible in error. You know, I think, in fact, I know, God had to know that we would need it in the last days due to the growing skepticism. And, of course, he knew the last generation of believers' faith would be tested, perhaps more than any other generation. Of course, I'm not sure of that because of all the martyrs throughout the years. But we can be very grateful that he's revealed so many findings to his soon-to-leave bride, you and me. But if you want to read more information on Jim Barfield, you could go to yesterday's BreakingIsraelNews.com. And if you are doing the fast, well, may you be victorious and may God bless you for it. So, next week, we will begin a 2-week study on the Feast of Tabernacles. And I believe, through lots of study, that's the real birthday of Christ. Now, the whole feast actually lasts for 8 days, but it starts next Sunday at sundown. So I guess you could kind of say that's Christmas Eve. But anyway, the Feast of Tabernacles is the most joyous of all feasts, the most joyous. In fact, it was mandatory that you had to show the spirit of joy and be happy. Show true happiness during this 8-day feast. Well, anyway, next week we're going to break it all down for you. But what a picture, because it's a type of the future messianic kingdom. So of course we should be joyful. And then knowing that the Lord was born during this feast because he came to tabernacle amongst men, lots of clues. And also the joy of the Lord is our strength. Well, it's just, I can't wait for it. And I know most of you can't wait for it either, because it's coming. Now, if you get time this week, please read the last newsletter that I sent out, because there's an extra insert in there. And that'll give you a little more detailed study about his birth and how we figured it out. And by the way, it definitely could not be in the winter. So, let me just say this. We're running out of time so quickly. But if you're listening to me right now, but you have never made the biblical Jesus Lord over your life, accept his free gift into your heart. Kneel down, because it's the humbling position, and repent of your sins. It's just that simple. Christ paid your debt for your sins with the shedding of his innocent blood on the cross for you. And if you just accept heartfully what he has done, then your punishment is erased. What more could you want? You can be a brand new, debt-free, forgiven person. You know, before he came, it was the blood of innocent animals. And in Passover, it was the lamb. And they sacrificed it as a temporary covering for their sins, until the real Lamb of God, Yeshua, gave his blood for the permanent removal of our sins. They're no more. He'll not remember them. And all we must do is truly believe it. It's so simple, and yet so many refuse to open the door of their heart. But all we can do is keep trying, never give up, and never grow weary about it. Because they might be a tribulation saint. Praise the Lord. And don't forget, Revelation 3:20 tells us how he stands at the door of anyone's heart that doesn't know him and knocks, saying, if you would just open the door, I will come in with you and dine with you. Surely, if you haven't done this yet, can you hear him knocking right now? But remember, he won't crash the door down. It must first be your move and yours alone. No church or religion can save you. It's a personal choice just between you and your Maker, Jesus. And then all you have to do is read his word to know him better and to become stronger and get that armor on so that you can fight that enemy that is out there and getting stronger himself. But remember, he wrote the word in his blood for you. So we must go. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 6:22-27. I'll try to say it in Hebrew really quick. Yivarekecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'yunecha. Yasa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem laha shalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Some of your Bibles don't use the word will, but it is in the original. So how about that? Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, you're going to prosper. And that's out of Psalm 122, verse 6. And you should memorize that. So I pray that God blesses you if you're doing the fast. Make it real easy. You'll be just amazed at how easy it was. And we'll see you next week. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.